Yo, what's up, everybody? John here. And today I want to talk to you guys about money and how I view money and how I feel others should view money. How to think about money and how this can help you make more money and make money not such a big part of your life, right? So let me backtrack. So if you think about it, there are two minds in your head. There is the reactive mind, and then there's the analytical mind. The reactive mind is the mind that we share with all other animals, all other species, right? So a lizard, you know, a lizard feels hungry, they go find food, they eat a worm, and now they're not hungry. A lizard is cold, they go out in the sun, and they feel warm. Right? That's how the lizard lives its life. It is living in the reactive mind. The lizard does not have an analytical mind. But through evolution, we have become a species that carries an analytical mind atop the reactive mind. So the reactive mind is at the very, very center of the brain. And it's like the size of like a walnut or so. And some people call it the reptilian mind. There are different names for it, the croc brain, whatever you want to call it. But it's the mind that operates on if this, then this, right? If I feel cold, then I go in the sun. If I'm hungry, then I eat. So what is the goal of the reactive mind? Because it is very, very important. The goal of the reactive mind is survival. Survival of the self, okay? So the reactive mind only cares about survival of the actual physical body, right? But through evolution, evolution has come to realize that there is more going on, that there can be more happening than just the survival of the self. And that to further the survival of the self, you have to think about survival of the group, and you have to think about survival of mankind or survival of the entire species as a whole. And inherently, thinking about survival of the group and survival of mankind, you will achieve survival of the self. So the reactive mind, through evolution, created the analytical mind. So now, how does this all relate to money? Well, in today's day and age, you have to realize that to ease the reactive mind, one needs money, right? So to ease the reactive mind, you need money, right? Why do I say that? Well, if I get hungry, I need food. Food costs money. If it's raining and I need shelter, then I need a place to live. I need a home. I need a house. That costs money, right? So all of these things start costing money. So at a young age, I realized that, okay, so this is the world that I live in. It operates by this thing called money, you know? It's just what people use to give other people things in life and to trade. And people with money don't have to worry about money. People without money have to worry about money. So at the beginning of your life, I urge you to worry about money. I want you to feel that urgency that you need to get more money. And the goal is that in later in life, you will achieve a point where you don't have to care about money, right? So that way, you don't have to focus on the reactive mind at all. And you can solely focus on the analytical mind, which is where the future is headed, right? The reactive mind is slowly gonna just die away because it's not really necessary in today's day and age, right? But you're handicapped by the reactive mind if you don't have money. Because if you don't have money, then you're always thinking about how you're going to have shelter, how you're going to get food, how you're going to pay for transportation, how you're going to pay for this, that, blah, 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 your kids, whatever. You know, you're stuck in the reactive mind and you don't have the time, the luxury to focus on the analytical mind and bigger problems, problems of mankind, problems of the group, of the company, right? Of the family and the extended family and friends and things like that. You cannot care for these people. You cannot support these people. You cannot enlighten these people if you're stuck in your own problems with the reactive mind. So I urge you to use the reactive mind to fuel yourself to make enough money and sustainability to where the reactive mind is at rest, right? If the reactive mind gets hungry, then there is food, right? But the problem comes when you have to spend time worrying about when the reactive mind is going to act up again, when the reactive mind is going to need something again. That time that you're spending worrying about that, that stress is detrimental to your survival, okay? So as soon as you can create that monetary sustainability, then you no longer have to worry about money, right? You see, you have to change your mindset from saying that this is too expensive to I don't make enough money yet to afford that, right? So some people are sitting in first class on the plane. Well, while I'm sitting in the back of the plane, you know, I have to think the mindset of, man, one day I'm gonna make enough money, right? So that way I can be in first class to have the luxury and the time to focus on the bigger problems, right? Sitting in first class, I can open my computer, I have space, I can work, I can learn, I can read, right? Sitting in the back of the plane, I hear the jets going, I can't hear, I can't think straight, there's a baby crying in my face, I'm all crammed up, right? I don't have time to be in the analytical mind, right? So that's why you need money, right? So that way you can save mankind. So that way you can focus on the group, focus on bigger things than the self. Because focusing on mankind will inherently save the self, right? So you need to shift your mindset from, I can't afford first class, those people are bad, I'll never be one of them, to one day I will afford that. To how can I make enough money to be there? To, oh my gosh, look how awesome it is to be in first class. Look how much freedom they have to be in their analytical mind. Look how they don't have to spend time in the reactive mind, because everything in the reactive mind is taken care of, right? The reactive mind has to be taken care of, okay, for survival to occur, right? That's why it's at the center of the brain. It starts there, and then once that is taken care of, can the person move on to the analytical mind and focus on problems of mankind, problems of the group, problems of the company, right? So I just want to share you guys with that for the day. Take care of your reactive mind. Make sure it's nurtured, it's taken care of, and then you can spend time and energy in the analytical mind. That is the goal. That is the end game, to have all of your time dedicated to being spent with the analytical mind, right? You want to spend as the least amount of time with the reactive mind. When the reactive mind comes, you just want it to be taken care of, right? Because that's what should naturally occur. But if you have to spend all your days worrying about the reactive mind, dealing with the reactive mind, then it's impossible for you to help in the survival of mankind, right? Because you're too busy just focusing on the self. So I just want to leave you guys with that for the day. That was my rant of the day. I hope you learned something. If you want to learn more, if you want to connect with me, if you need help leaving the reactive mind, if you need help satisfying the reactive mind to spend time with the analytical mind, shoot me an email, johnmentorsme@gmail.com. I'll leave it in the description below. Thank you guys for listening. Stay healthy, stay wealthy, stay loving. Peace.